a street medicine team in Bakersfield, is working to educate people experiencing homelessness about COVID-19. And as FM89's Madi Bolaños reports, the team is also combating misinformation about the vaccine.
On this cloudy morning in northeast Bakersfield, Dr. Matthew Baer walks along a narrow trail of damp fallen leaves to a small homeless encampment. For over a year, Baer and his street medicine team have made the drive every Thursday from Clinica Sierra Vista in downtown Bakersfield to this barren site just off Chester Avenue.
Melissa, you doing all right?
Baer tells his patient, Melissa, that she's tested negative for the novel coronavirus. It's her second negative test. In addition to administering COVID-19 tests, the team provides medical check-ins, food, prescribed medication when needed, and syringe exchanges. When the pandemic first hit, Baer says they paused their weekly visits to figure out how they could continue without exposing staff or patients to the virus.
You're talking about a population with multiple chronic illnesses, a lot of chronic lung disease, a ton of chronic lung disease, actually. So when we started finding out the nature of COVID, we thought, oh, for sure, the unsheltered are going to get hit the worst.
But he says it was quite the opposite.
When we came out, people were really reluctant to even get tested for COVID. And then as one person got tested, someone else saw and said, well, hey, can I get tested? And it sort of spread.
The doctor says he hasn't seen a single positive test, which means the team can continue to focus on treating the roughly 30 people they see each week.
Why did my test results come in?
Well, you don't have coronavirus.
A woman named Shelley, who chose not to share her last name, receives her fourth negative test result. Shelley lives with her partner in a tent about 10 yards away from others in the encampment. She says it's easy to social distance from the general population, except when she goes to the store.
When I go to the store, I get concerned. I put on my mask and everything, try to protect myself, yeah. Hand sanitizer. But there's a lot of other beliefs going on about that.
There are also beliefs circulating about the COVID-19 vaccine. Shelley says she won't take it based on the research she's done online.
It changes your DNA. Some people could die from it. If I had a PhD, I could explain it better.
But medical experts, including Baer, say it won't change your DNA. Shelley remains skeptical, but she says she might consider it if Baer recommended it to her.
But I would want to see every tiny ingredient in that type of shot.
In a situation like this, Baer says he tries to educate about the safety of the vaccine and compare the risk versus the benefit. But he says he understands why the unsheltered population might be hesitant.
There's a lot of different reasons people might refuse the vaccine, right? For someone who's lived in this situation, there's probably a huge distrust of systems. Right?
And at this point, they can't even offer the vaccine, Baer says. Until then, the team is working on preemptive measures like treating ongoing medical conditions, getting the most susceptible people housing, and building trust.
I'm going to send some meds for her today. Do you know when we can bring them out?
Baer says it helps to have Steve Shin, a formerly unhoused person, on the team.
Okay.
Shin says he lived near Chester Avenue for almost 4 years. He credits Clinica Sierra Vista for helping turn his life around.
They got me into a program and got me into transitional housing.
I'm sorry.
I really liked what they did for me, so I ended up volunteering.
Now he's a paid employee doing outreach work and driving patients to and from their scheduled doctor's appointments.
You know, a lot of these people out here I know personally. So once that word gets out that we're out, who we are and what we're trying to do to help them, then it just works out good.
It's worked out well for Terry, who's lived at the encampment with his two dogs for nearly 5 years. He has several chronic illnesses, and recently, the street medicine team helped him get into a transitional housing program for people who have COVID-19 or are at risk of contracting it.
Baer and them guys really helped me out a lot. I mean, a lot.
It's left Terry with a deep appreciation for the five-member team. Even though he already has access to housing, Terry spent Wednesday night in his tent so he can say his final goodbyes to the team.
I owe them everything. You know, they were good people. All of them are.
Due to the success of the street medicine effort, Dr. Baer says they've started a second team in Bakersfield, and the clinic hopes to start another one in Fresno. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Madi Bolaños.